Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Very important times right now in our country's history. Now, I also want to give a special shout-out to the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women, also the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the packages, the parcels, and the mail to wherever it needs to go. And let's also throw into the mix the suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel where it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, thank you very much for what you do. And our Amazon delivery drivers, too, thank you for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. And we're also on Getter, Truth Social, Twitter, all as Captain's America. It's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the things that we got going on over there. All right, well, joining us right now from the great metropolis of California and all the great things they have to offer out there. Let's see, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and then, of course, Gavin Newsom. All right, well, anyway, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Well, we also have the beach and surfing.
The who?
We have the beach and we have surfing.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Well, good to be here, Captain.
All right, well, let me see here. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. They're going to go back in now. There they go. Well, you know, it's 52 degrees. It's clear skies. A little bit nippy on the outside here tonight. So we've got some interesting weather coming our way, if you will. Now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation, indivisible, under God.
One nation, under God, indivisible.
Oh, wait a minute. I screwed that up, but we'll fix that in a minute. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. I was trying to put somebody on hold that just called. That's what happens when I don't pay attention. All right, well, we thank everybody, and we'll get it right next time around, but we do have a caller. I'm going to get to the caller in a minute. But I've got something to start us out with tonight, Kyle. Are you ready for this?
I am ready.
Get ready. Here we go, folks.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful? Would you like to ride?
folks, we know we've got the one balloon, right, Kyle?
We have at least the one balloon, but there might be another.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. It's more than that. We know now that there's a second balloon, and we've heard talk about a third balloon.
So let me get this straight. You have what the Chinese government is calling a meteorological balloon that's doing weather research. And
more
there's
than
three
one.
Of them, and mm-hmm. they all went off course? Really?
No, they're not off course. They're on course. They're
yeah.
doing exactly what they're supposed
course.
To be. And by the way, let me explain something to you about these balloons. It spent most of the of a 24-hour period flying over the missile base and the Air Force base that's in North Dakota. And while it was up there, and as well as Montana, and while it was up there, it kept flying over these silos that they got up there. Now, there's a very strong possibility, if this is, in fact, a spy or communications-type device, that they have been getting and monitoring the communications coming from those installations back and forth and back and forth to try to get a better handle on our missile program. Now, why would they be doing that?
Well, Captain, I don't think this is just gathering information over the long haul, which the Chinese are always doing in some way, shape, or form, as just part and parcel of what they're up to. But this seems to have a very, very different sort of sense to it, especially if it's loitering over our missile defense systems or ICBMs. In fact, it was reported that the balloon, this Chinese probe, actually changes course. It's maneuverable, according to the Pentagon spokesperson earlier today.
Yeah, and we also had a report, which is definitely not true, that there was an explosion over Billings, Montana, and they were trying to confirm this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff, and there was absolutely no explosion of any kind anywhere in the state of Montana, let alone Billings, so that's not true.
Right, that's exactly right. I've seen that that posted, and there doesn't seem to be any veracity to that, which is, Captain, again, we're focusing on what we know, and what we know is very, very scary indeed in terms of what the Chinese really could be up to with this. We'll
All
talk
right.
about it more, I know.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, when we come back, we're going to put a caller on the line, find out what they want to talk about. In the meantime, this is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Little nippy here. But Chris Markowski, I know you're listening. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. 20-something below zero wind chill factor in New York. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I will do just that. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition, brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, who are on a mission. They're on a mission to see how many people they can help get out of pain and discomfort. Now, the way you do that is the way I've been doing it for over 9 years. And that's called Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product, all natural, there's no narcotics in it at all natural, designed to help your body heal while it gives you relief for the pain and the discomfort that you're in. Because you have to understand that you're having that pain because of something called inflammation. And inflammation does different things to different parts of the body. In some cases, it will cause swelling to step in. A lot of people have problems with that. In other cases, it'll just make it more painful around the joints. A lot of people have problems with that. But if you want to lower or eliminate the pain by having a product that will go right straight to the source, that's all natural, then you need to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. You will find out how that works. And I'll tell you what, if it works the way it has for most of the people that take it, you'll be taking it on a regular basis, and you'll be out of pain, and you'll be a much happier person. ReliefFactor.com/captain. And Kyle, what do you tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, I'm going to bring Mike into the phone call here. He is over there in Clearwater, and he faked me out. He's got a different number. He's trying to evade the Chinese, Kyle. All right, Mike, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? Yeah, I'm in the undisclosed underground bunker. I don't want the balloons to take pictures of me, so I'm hidden in a deep underground. But anyway, Kyle, here's the point I want to get to. I read an article the other day. Apparently, the genius who was the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, signed some kind of bill that establishes a fast food commission. Because I guess, according to Gavin Newsom, people that work in the fast food trade are not treated right and are underpaid. Now, one thing I'll say right off the bat, I do not knock anybody that works. Whatever you do, you know, you make your money, you work, I have all the more respect for you. But to me, working at McDonald's and working at Burger King, having said what I just said, was never meant to be a lifelong job, right? So that was a job that maybe you got as a teenager to start out, or maybe that's a job that you get in addition to your regular job because you want a little extra play money. So maybe in the evenings you go work at Burger King for a couple, 2 or 3 hours. These people that have worked in fast food and are 50 years old and are still flipping burgers and are still doing it 30 years from the day that they're started, isn't there something wrong with that, Kyle? I mean, it was never meant to be a full-time, you know, live-your-life type job. It was meant to be for kids to get started and for people to maybe have extra money on the side. And the lunacy is if they pay these people $22 an hour, like what this fast food commission wants to do, well, the people in California are going to end up paying $30 for a Whopper. I mean, it's crazy. Where do you think that $22 is going to come from? It's not coming from the hearts of, you know, the restaurant people. It's going to come from the people that buy the product. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Mike left one thing out there, Kyle. You know what it is?
What's that? What's that?
The older people that are there that still may be flipping burgers and even carrying the garbage out or working a cash register or whatnot could very easily be the general manager of the restaurant making $100,000 a year with their profit sharing plan.
Right, or they may even be a franchisee.
Yep.
At some point. But basically, I think this new law, I think, went in, I think it was late last year, I believe.
Yep.
But what we've seen, of course, is the idea that this one of the California state legislators said it could be a stepping stone to unionizing, for example, the workers that work in the fast food industry. But Mike is essentially correct insofar as that a lot of these jobs are entry level. They're for young people just starting out. It's not meant to be a career in the grand sense if you don't progress.
But it can be if you want it to be.
Well, sure. But generally speaking, though, I think one of the big impacts in the fast food industry is going to be automation and ordering from a kiosk or ordering from an app on your phone, mm-hmm. and someone doesn't have to stand there and take your order. So these fast food companies are trying to pare down, I think, the number of workers they even hire mm-hmm. because they want to use technology. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot of the kiosks lately, and even when you pull up to the drive-in window to order, they say, "Did you use our phone app?" You know, because they're trying.
Right.
Because if you did, then they'll check their computer real fast, see the order, and boom, you got it.
Well, that's right. Even at sit-down restaurants now, you're starting to pay your bill by a phone app, or you know, they'll give you something with a QR code on it. You don't even have to let them go run your credit card. You can do it right there at the table, get up and walk out. In other words, it's always minimizing what work is actually done.
Now, we had some more discussion yesterday about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar from Minnesota and the fact that she was booted off the House Foreign Affairs Committee for national security reasons, good reasons right there. And regarding national security, as well as when you would have had world leaders that would ask Congresswoman Omar to not be present in their countries or to not be involved or view critical information that dealt with their national security in some countries. Did you know that was going on? I just found out about that.
No, that's very interesting indeed, yeah.
Yeah, they said, you know, we'll tell the committee whatever they need to know, but we don't want Congresswoman Omar present.
Well, that's because they're doing that, I think, for good reason, in the sense that they know that Omar may not be the best person to
loose lips sink ships.
Well, exactly.
And she was
with agendas.
Yeah. And she was just opening up and just telling anybody that wanted to know on her side of the aisle, because to her it was free information or whatever to try to increase her political capital, which is now back in the trash can where it belonged to begin with. Now, she also made so many anti-Israeli remarks. And, you know, she is a Somali-born Muslim, and there is no hiding that, although she's talked about the woman thing and the Muslim thing and all that sort of stuff. But in her case, she's proven that she can't be trusted. She's proven it.
Well, I think overall, you know, it's not just being Somali-born, it's not just being Muslim. Those particular things in and of themselves aren't bad, but it's the way that she has comported herself and the agenda that she's promoting, seemingly at all costs. It doesn't seem to fit with building up the United States of America. It seems to be the opposite of that overall. And then, of course, she's mad she got kicked off the committee. But other people got kicked off the committee, too, and they got kicked off primarily for the same kinds of reasons, because they're not material to be on the Intelligence Committee, for goodness sake.
Now, when you have a girlfriend from China you're sleeping with, who's a member of the, who's a member of the Chinese Army.
Well, but it exactly. In other words, things that would get you derailed for any other kind of security clearance, but now you've been elected to Congress, and so now you've got it automatically to a great degree, and then even more so because you're on this particularly important committee, you have to take these things into consideration. And it's not just politics. This is practical national security issues. And this is why, Captain, I wish that it would go across the party lines on this. But in this day and age, anything goes.
Well, when we come back from the break that we're lining up to take here, we're going to talk about members of Congress who you hear about them not getting along. Well, I got a case where a couple of them got along and they've introduced a bipartisan bill, which actually makes some sense. So we'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis again, who's once again being called all kinds of names by the loonies on the radical left. But he's standing up to them. Good for him. He's paying no attention. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. And his wife, Casey, is right in there fighting with him. What a team those two make. What a team. Hold the thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Make that two Chinese balloons drifting east in the Western Hemisphere. The Pentagon confirms to CNN a second balloon is over Central America. The original balloon spotted this week is now over Missouri. Some White House critics, including former Vice President Mike Pence, want the military to shoot it down. President Biden was in Philadelphia Friday, highlighting $500 million in infrastructure upgrades for the city's water system.
You know, the issue has to do with basic dignity. Every American deserves to be able to turn on their water tap or faucet and be able to drink clean water.
Most of that money coming from the infrastructure package Congress passed in 2021. Also in Philadelphia this weekend, the Democratic National Committee is meeting. The big move expected Saturday, changing the dates of some states' presidential primaries. South Carolina will go first, followed by New Hampshire. Rich Johnson, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And folks, this part of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, and his company. And let me tell you something, they've gone and done it again. MyPillow is back with a brand new pillow. These are even cooler than the ones that they designed before, make you even more comfortable at night. Doesn't get you to sweating and all that sort of stuff. And you can buy one, get one right now for a limited time. So if you go over to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, take your choice of the pillow, whatever it happens to be, buy one, get one free. There you go. Now, they've also got the brand new MyPillow slippers. And those have been totally redesigned. And you can go over there and buy those and save $90 a pair. And then, of course, they've got the bath towels. They've got the beach towels. They've got all of the same stuff they've got over there, but at reduced prices because everything is on sale at MyPillow.com. All you have to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, go to the radio listener specials page, click on that, go inside, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. You can shop till you drop. And there's a whole bunch of great specials in there, too. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And they have a phone number if you want to call it. It's 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Call that number and check them out. You get a live person, they'll give you answers, and you can order whatever you want from them. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving along, members of Congress don't always seem to get along, correct?
Well, that's an understatement, yeah.
But there are a couple of instances where they do, and I'm going to mention one of them right now. And they come together to file meaningful bipartisan legislation. And we have a case here where we have two Florida representatives, one Democrat, one Republican. Now, as you probably know, Florida is a big-time agricultural state because of our oranges,
our citrus industry. We raise a lot of vegetables here, lettuce, tomatoes, that sort of thing. And we are very big in both of those areas. But Congressman Darren Soto, a Democrat, Congressman Vern Buchanan, a Republican, have introduced a bill that would help American farmers combat the aggressive and hostile trade practices of Mexico, where they constantly try to put the kibosh to our farmers who are trying to sell their produce.
Well, this is a really, this is good news, isn't it, Captain? This is
it
something
is.
We enjoy talking about and reporting, because in addition to our nation's truckers that we rely on, we also rely on the farmers. And without the farmers and the truckers, we'd all be in a terrible, terrible place, wouldn't we? And so we absolutely have to, in a bipartisan way, help our farmers, because this is not only for our economy, but also to a great degree our national security as well. You can't have the American people not have access to the food the farmers grow.
Now, our great governor down here, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is used to being called all kinds of names and compared to past and current international despots. He's right up there with them. He said it himself the other day when he said a reporter asked him about former President Donald Trump attacking him for considering a run for the president in 2024. Now, he said, this is Governor DeSantis, he said, well, look, what I would just say is this. I roll out of bed. I have people attacking me from all angles. If you take a crisis situation like COVID, the good thing about it is when you're an elected executive, you have to make all kinds of decisions. You have to steer that ship. And boy, did he. And we got out of the big mess we were in down here.
Well, of course, exactly. And that's one of the things I do think, Captain, deep down, I think former President Trump knows that. He knows that Ron DeSantis has talked the talk and he's walked the walk and he's demonstrated leadership. So I think that's one of the reasons why Trump has been very critical of DeSantis lately.
And that's fine, but then Trump turns around and says, yeah, it all started with me. I gave him this idea, that idea, and I did this and I did that. Donald, you didn't do it by yourself. You had a Congress to work with you, and it was a big, hard, tough fight to get that Congress to work with him, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. It really was. But, of course, Governor DeSantis is the kind of success story that you want, and I'm just saying this, just throwing this out there, that's the kind of success story you want if you, in fact, run for president at some point in the future, perhaps.
Well, now the top elected Democrat in the state of Florida happens to be, by the way, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Palm Beach County. She's compared DeSantis to a dictator or autocrat. Now, we've heard this before during the 2022 midterm election cycle. All of the DeSantis' Democratic gubernatorial opponents were saying and calling him just about everything that you can think of in the book, ranging from Adolf Hitler to Fidel Castro to Nicolas Maduro, not to mention Satan himself. But to that I say, all you got to do is look in the mirror at the people calling him those names, and there's your Satan, there's your Maduro, there's your Castro, right?
Yeah, I'm wondering how Satan must feel if Debbie Wasserman Schultz invokes his name in some way. I don't think she did, but in the context of what we're talking about, you know, Captain, it's got to be just the oldest trick of the book to, as you're talking about, to say, oh, this person's Adolf Hitler. You know, there's an old sort of axiom, I think, and that is once you invoke Hitler and call somebody Hitler, you've already lost the fight. You've lost the argument. Because it doesn't take, there's no cogent argumentation going on there. You just call somebody Hitler. It's just stupid.
Now, we have a great congressman here that's just north of me, here in the Tampa Bay area, by the name of Congressman Gus Bilirakis. And in the first few months of fiscal year 23, border agents have not only encountered 38 people on the terrorist watch list, they have actually taken in that many and some more. Now, God only knows how many dangerous people haven't been stopped. President Biden's border policies have failed, and the American people deserve a whole lot better accountability than what I just mentioned.
You know, Captain, I think to a great degree, I think the Democrats understand fully what's happening at the border. They understand fully the damage that is being done. They understand fully how this is all being, look the other way and just let it happen. But they believe that it has some kind of political benefit to them. But the American people, although they know differently, I think, and this is going to eventually hurt the Democrats politically.
Well, we can only hope, right?
Well, right. Well, I mean, even so, when Joe Biden went to the border, quote unquote, they had to clean up the whole town, you know, so that he'd only see, what they wanted him to see. So everything looked like it was all okay, and then he could say, I don't see what all the big fuss is about. And, oh, and by the way, we need immigration reform, right?
Yeah.
Everybody talks about this, but what we need is immigration enforcement, not reform. There's nothing to reform. The immigration system works. People can seek asylum. They can apply for citizenship. They can come to the country legally. Reform is what? No, we need enforcement.
Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy shut down a reporter for suggesting the House Republicans are hypocrites for removing Ilhan Omar the other day from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. After the House ousted Omar from the committee, McCarthy actually met with reporters who peppered him with questions about the Democrats' narrative. He took them. He answered their questions. He was not afraid to stand there. But when the people acted stupid, he told them why they were acting stupid and then said, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Well, because it's a big thing right now, and of course Omar and Tlaib and AOC, they're all making such a big stink out of this whole thing because it gets it in the news. It creates this news item, basically. But Omar isn't really making cogent arguments, I think, of why she should be on the committee. She's just telling us it's all about racism, and AOC's telling us that they're trying to go after women and this kind of stuff. But there's nothing. There's no professionalism going on here.
No, and that's the problem. They don't know how to be professional.
Right. And, you know, in other words, there's always going to be opposing viewpoints. There's always going to be the left or the liberal or the conservative. But for God's sake, be professional about it and don't continue to create all this strife, because it wasn't done out of strife. It was done out of I think, practical realism about what Omar represents.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. Top of the hour. Let's see. We're going to go to the top of the hour with our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We've got a lot of really cold temperatures. Going to tell you where they're at and what you need to do to get through this mess. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
We're doing a little rocking. Kyle, who is that magical group?
Well, that's ELO. That's Electric Light Orchestra right there.
And that is a Rollover Beethoven, and I like the way that one was done.
Yeah, it is pretty cool because, you know, Captain, we got the genius of Chuck Berry, we got the genius of Jeff Lynne, and we got the genius of
Well, there you go. Okay, I'm going to cut that back, and thank you so very much for suggesting that one. The person that suggested it, they know who they are. In the meantime, wow, all I'm going to say is we've got dangerous wind chills tonight into tomorrow in the northeastern part of the United States. High winds are going to be stretching across the high plains with some cold temperatures. Heavy snow will be coming across the Sierras and spreading. But we are going to have winter weather that's going to be the likes of which they haven't seen in a while up in the north. We're going to have wind chills in some areas of New York, Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Maine, where the wind chill factor will approach 50 below zero. Now, wait till you hear this. Do you know where Mount Washington is?
Yeah, yeah.
The wind chill factor on Mount Washington an hour ago was 100 below zero.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
That is the highest mountain on the East Coast. They've got a weather station up there, and they had winds approaching 95 miles an hour. They expect the winds to pick up to around 100, and if that happens, it will make the wind chill factor up there around 115 or 120 below zero.
Again, this is to say it's cold, that's more than cold.
Understatement of the year, my friend. And even Chris Markowski, when he texted me tonight, he said, "How cold is it?" He says, "You don't want to know, but I'm not going anywhere."
I don't blame him.
And I took a look at it, and it was like 12 degrees of the wind chill factor. It felt like it was 15 below. So there you go. And that's what they're running across. You know, anything that's above zero is below zero with the wind. So that's what you got tonight. So, Kyle, tell us about what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We got some cold temperatures out west, but they are not anywhere near what you were just talking about. And, of course, the professor's daughter in Boston is warm and safe as well, so I'm glad to report
that's
that.
That's because she's indoors.
That's exactly right,
yeah.
And that's where she's going to stay. But right now in Boston, it is negative 9 degrees, we understand. But back out west, we are continuing to look at the winter storm warnings that's heading down from Northern California across I-80, and it's going to go down through Oakhurst, pretty much following 395 all the way down towards about Ridgecrest, where it turns into a wind advisory out in the high desert. So if you're going to be trucking out the high desert, out the Interstate 15 this weekend, be careful, of course, high winds possible for high-profile vehicles. Also, in western Nevada, as you come out of I-80 out of Reno heading towards Winnemucca, you've got a winter storm that's expected to move through the Sierras there on Saturday evening, starting Saturday evening through about Sunday. Some winter weather impacts, of course, in Nevada, especially in the foothills, so do be careful of that. A quick check of Donner Pass. It's 28 degrees right now and fair weather being reported there. Up in Seattle, Washington right now, Captain, we've got a lot of rain stretching from Seattle, Washington, all the way down Interstate 5, down through Portland, Oregon, and then south of Portland down towards Salem as well. A little bit of snow up in happening right now in northern Idaho, so be careful up on 4th of July Pass as you come out I-90 heading down towards into Montana. That's what we're looking at the radar right now. We've got more next hour, of course, and be careful out there.
I think they would take 28 degrees right now anywhere in the East Coast around the big cities.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. I really think they would take it. That would be a good move for them. But anyway, it is what it is. Wow. Unbelievable cold weather. Okay, well, again, I'm not going to bother with the temperatures, but I am going to tell you, I'm going to tell you this way. From the lake shore of Lake Erie, that's Ohio, all the way across all of upstate New York, just north of Pennsylvania, the northern part of Pennsylvania to include the Berkshires and over there around Wilkes-Barre, also all of upstate New York to include the Adirondacks and the Catskills, all of Vermont, all of New Hampshire, all of Connecticut, all of Massachusetts, all of Maine, you've got bone-chilling, record-breaking, freezing cold temperatures. Now, to anybody from the south, again, we have to remind the drivers going north, for God's sake, don't get into that weather without having your fuel right, or you will sit for a while because your trucks will fuel up. Heated tanks or not, your trucks will fuel up. So you got to get the additive in before you get, say, north of North Carolina. If you're going north, coming out of Florida, coming out of Texas, coming out of anywhere in the south. Now, we do have tonight some windy conditions all around the Gulf, Florida, all the way over to New Orleans. We also have some fog to talk about in the Metroplex, the Dallas Metroplex, and some along the Gulf over there as well. And we've got a little bit of unsettled weather conditions, which could be rain, could be wind. Don't know yet. Down there inland going towards Eagle Pass in Texas off the Gulf. So we'll wait and see what happens there. But definitely a night to bundle up, stay warm, get the hot chocolate ready or the hot toddies or whatever it is that you want to drink to stay warm. But, wow, this is just not a night, Kyle, to go out and go anywhere.
It really isn't, Captain, because it is dangerous out there with all right. kinds of temperatures.
Tell us about the pilot and flying, Jay.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, of course. Don't forget, folks, the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the My Rewards Plus app, because when you download it and join up, you're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear available at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Also, use their locations function to find the nearest one to your location. Pull on in, get a hot cup of coffee, something good to eat, warm up, pilotflyingj.com.
Yep. And I will be up in Brooksville today from 9 to 3 for the Two Guys Gun Show. We'll also have the Moss Nissan trucks with us, the big 4x4s. The Titan will be there, the Frontier will be there, the latest styles and designs, and we'll have one or two cars with us. So hope you can stop by and see what it is that we're doing. And the weather's not going to be all that bad once the sun comes out and we get an opportunity here, no later than mid-morning. It's going to warm right up and be in the 70s down here again. How about that? Eureka, eureka, eureka. All righty. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.